Well, they did rally. Unfortunately, they couldn't hang on to the rally. They were able to tie things late, and then they took the lead late. And then they gave the lead right back to Seattle and lost the game. The finale to the series, they get swept. That does not happen often. This team has been so good this season that that's just kind of an abnormality. But because it's the last thing we saw, and you tack on a loss at the end of the previous series, it's now four games in a row the Tigers have lost, and I think people are starting to freak out a little bit. And I don't think it's necessary to freak out, but I think there are concerns. I think there are mild concerns, and there are major concerns when it comes to this baseball team. But we're talking specifically about the bullpen and asking the people out there, 248-539-9797, same number to Ticket Texas, and we'll get someone to Ticket Texas in a second here. But asking people, if you used to be a bat person, like pounding your chest and hitting the ground and yelling in the top of your lungs, go get Bregman, go get Suarez, get that third baseman, bring him in. Have you switched over now saying that's not the priority? The priority really is the bullpen. I've said all along, I think it's the bullpen. I think it's the number one priority. I think it's the number two priority. I think maybe the third priority might even be a starting pitcher over a bat. I do not subscribe to the theory that they have to have this right-handed bat to the lineup. Not buying it. I think that you can add one, and I'm not going to yell about it, but I don't think it's your top priority. And I just think that anybody that says bat, you have to understand there's consequences that come with adding a bat to the lineup. And maybe consequences is the wrong word, but there's repercussions at the very least. You have to understand there's another move that happens. If you take somebody out to put it, let's say you add Suarez and put Suarez at third base.
Yeah.
Well, now you're displacing somebody else. So Colt Keith, who's had a hell of a last couple of months, now he's no longer playing third base. Where does Colt Keith play?
DH, I don't know.
Okay, Kerry Carpenter comes back this weekend. Where does Kerry Carpenter go?
He platoons in right field.
But platoon, right? This is what we're talking about.
Well, that's what A.J. Hinch is so great at.
He is.
I agree with you. Bullpen is priority one and two. But if you could get said bat Suarez, I'll worry about the other crap later.
I don't think it's crap to worry about. I think it's a significant thing to consider what has to happen because it disrupts everything, is my point. And we went through this a little bit last week, Doug and I did, and it ended up being, you know, it might be Parker Meadows is the guy who's squeezed out because what you might end up doing is having some kind of rotation where you're roving McKinstry all over the place. And McKinstry ends up being like a center fielder and so does Javi Baez. Or McKinstry can play shortstop and Javi goes to center field. Whatever that case is, that's what you end up doing. The other thing is if you add a bat like Suarez, he's not a good fielder. So now you're making your fielding weaker, but you're adding a monster power bat for sure. There's no question about that. And I'm not against adding Suarez. I just think you have to talk it all the way through and understand there are moves that are consequences to this that could end up making you a little uncomfortable, let alone players that you have to give up. But that's a whole other thing. 248-539-9797. Some ticket text coming in. Champ and Chump votes early. Champ the Tigers for showing us who they really are so we can now check out Chump the Tigers for being bad.
Oh, come on. That's absurd.
Champ, Seattle Mariners. Chump, all the people saying the Tigers are the best team in baseball. We don't need to add anything. Not one person has said the Tigers don't need to add anything.
None.
Nobody has said that. Ever. Ever. And the Tigers are actually the best team in baseball. So I don't know. I mean, again, is this just recency bias because they've lost four in a row here and they got swept by the Mariners?
Yeah.
I think it's exactly what that is.
Yeah.
The entire pitching staff as a whole has the worst ERA in the American League over the past month, and this is the worst bullpen in baseball. If this pitching staff does not get addressed heavily at the deadline, they won't win a series in the playoffs, maybe not even a game. Well, I think it might be a little bit of hyperbole there. I would say this, that the bullpen has to be addressed.
Yes. I think everybody who has something that we call eyesight knows that their bullpen right now stinks. It does. It stinks right now. And they need to get better because it was wonderful last year. The whole chaos thing worked well. It's not working so well. I mean, you got guys, you know, with all due respect, who nobody even thought he was going to be a major league pitcher. You got guys like Chase Lee, who, like, you know, one game he looks like he's great, and the next three straight games he looks like he can't throw a strike. Canely all of a sudden looks awful. Now, short sample size on the awful part, but he's been bad.
He'd been fantastic up until recently.
Tyler Holton, you thought he was getting it together, then he gave up a home run. I mean, they're all, I mean, even Vest, who's been their best, he walked guys yesterday that set up, you know, them going ahead earlier. I mean,
yeah, it was a bad weekend for everybody, but some of these guys have had extended bad weekends, and it feels like you know, just throw blindly at the roster and the bullpen staff, and you hit somebody with the H in their last name, mm-hmm. whether it's Herter, Hanafy, Holton, Hernandez, a lot of guys that leave you going, are we sure these are the guys that we need to have, need to fortify to an extent, and let's add more to it. And I've been concerned about Chase Lee all season long because I worry that he's a novelty because he's a sidearm thrower. Right. And I think they can be effective to a point. And if you overuse them, they get exposed, and then teams can figure that out.
Yeah, the novelty wears off.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. And the Tigers they've just got a bunch of guys that I don't have a ton of faith in, which is why I have no problem adding two bullpen arms. I think you can go ahead in addition and maybe audition some guys from Toledo. If Alex Lang is ready to pitch, let's see. He's got, I mean, he wasn't great last year, but can he give you something? They've got a pitcher down there. His last name is Summers, who they got from the Tampa Bay organization earlier, and he's pitched awfully well at Toledo. Can he offer up anything? Maybe, but you're going to have to go outside the organization and get top-notch bullpen arms.
And when we mean go outside the organization, we don't mean picking up a guy that a team that did a horrible bullpen in Philadelphia DFAs.
No. I understand that there's an allure to Hernandez. Guy throws 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And that's exciting. But when he can't find a plate throwing 100 miles an hour, who cares?
That's why he was DFA'd.
Yeah. And then you end up, you know, dropping something that's not 100 miles an hour and trying to get it over the strike zone just to throw a strike, and batters just waiting for it. So that's unfortunate. 248-539-9797. George is next up here, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, George.
Hello. I want to talk about the fact that nobody really mentions that the Tiger batters strike out way too much, and the fact that they can't meet the ball. When I was teaching little kids how to hit, first thing I said is you gotta look at the ball and you try to meet it. You look at the Tiger hitters, their head is to the far left. They're all swinging for the fences. All you got to do, meet the ball. That's the first thing I would teach them, meet the ball.
Well, I think, first of all, these guys know how to hit. They know how to meet the ball. But you are correct, because currently, right now, they are third in the American League with 848 strikeouts. They strike out way too much.
Yeah, does Boston strike out too much? They've won 10 in a row. Do the Yankees strike out too much because they're just behind the Tigers? I mean, striking out is, and thanks for the call, it's part of the game. It's part of the trade you're doing, because now the Tigers are hitting a bunch of home runs, right? Home runs score runs.
Where are they at home runs? They're fifth in the American League, 124.
So in baseball, the Tigers are eighth in all of baseball with 124 home runs.
I just have the American League here. And you know, Scott Harris has preached, you know, command the strike zone, which means don't strike out a lot and get some walks.
Well, really, he doesn't want them to chase is correct. What he doesn't want them doing.
So they're sixth in the American League in getting walked. So that's middle of the pack, a little better than middle of the pack, right? Conversely, On the pitching side, they're
almost right in the middle. Yeah, 14th in all of baseball.
They're fifth in the American League in strikeouts and fifth in walks.
They are they're fourth in all of baseball in strikeouts. Okay. And they are, I forget where they were in walks. Yeah, like I said, I think 14th in all of baseball in walks, but they're. Like I mentioned earlier, they're trading it off because they're getting home runs. They're eighth in all of baseball in home runs, which they could not do last year. They couldn't hit home runs last year.
Right.
Last year, they were one of the worst offenses in all of baseball. Despite the hot finish, they were terrible. This year, their OPS is sixth in all of baseball. You take the strikeouts because you're productive. That's the trade-off.
Right.
Now, it does go against a little bit of what Scott Harris has preached. I do agree with that, and it's kind of strange how this works, but he doesn't want the players chasing pitches. Sometimes they're just not catching up to pitches, which can be frustrating when you swing through a really good pitch or if you take a really good pitch because you're expecting a fastball and someone breaks a slider over the plate or a curveball or whatever it is. That can be frustrating as hell.
It was like that reliever for Seattle yesterday. Was it Barsh is his name, I think, or Brash or something like that? He went behind the hitter. I forget which Tiger was. 3-0, and then he threw three separate different pitches, and they struck out.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to Texas as well. We will offer up our champs and chumps of the weekend coming up in 5 minutes here on 97.1 The Ticket.